ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam. Today is May 23rd, 2019, and in 15 days from now, we are going to have the Golden Jubilee celebrations of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Brindavan Campus. This college will complete 50 years of its existence since it was set up in June 1969. And if you have been following Outside, Inside, Deep Inside in the last many weeks, we have been offering you this series, Learning with Love in Brindavan. We have been trying to share with you how the campus came into being, how Bhagwan set up the college, how Bhagwan shaped hundreds and thousands of students who were blessed to be in his close proximity, how he refined their character. And we went in a chronological order. I shared with you stories from the 60s and then 70s, and then we were in the 80s. I shared with you the story of how the Trai Brindavan, the abode of Bhagwan in Bengaluru, came to being. In the last two episodes, you heard the conversation with Mr. and Mrs. Vimalanathan, the chosen instrument of Bhagwan in the construction of Trai Brindavan. Today, we move forward and I'm going to share with you a very beautiful conversation that I had with Brother Raghunath Sharma, a former student of Bhagwan's University, who had the chance to be in the Brindavan campus during the years after the construction of Trai Brindavan in 87-88. Trai Brindavan was inaugurated by Bhagwan in 1984. So, for the next few episodes, we are going to relish how it was to be with Bhagwan in a post-1985 period. And today you're going to listen to one part of the conversation with Brother Raghunath Sharma. Sai Ram, Brother Raghunath Sharma, and welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside.
Sai Ram Bishu, thank you for calling me. Yet another opportunity to live those wonderful memories of Swami. And you always give me this beautiful chance once in a while. I'm grateful to you.
Sir, actually when you mentioned about this beautiful opportunity, I feel, as Sai students, anyone who has had the chance to study in Bhagwan's institution, if you had the opportunity to study in Prashanthi Nilayam as well as in Brindavan, I think that makes your education in some ways complete, isn't it? You see different facets of Bhagwan.
Exactly. Complete, and what should I say, the best you can ever think of getting from, you know, Swami's institutions.
Yes, because I think both are such different environments. Even if you have stayed for 5 years in Prashanthi Nilayam, if you have had the chance to stay even in 1 month in Brindavan, you feel, wow, this is something else.
Honestly, that's what we used to feel, staying like 15 days or 20 days, especially when Swami comes to Brindavan and you are blessed with those Trai sessions. You know, it is such a life-fulfilling and, you know, lifetime memories. And of course, Puttaparthi is fulfilling in one way, yes. Brindavan is fulfilling in a completely different way. But personally, I feel I am so blessed to be, you know, part of Brindavan alumni, and shortly we are going to have a Golden Jubilee.
Yes.
Very eagerly looking forward to 8th and 9th being there.
And you had the chance to be in Brindavan during the initial years of your chance to be student in Bhagwan's University. So if you can take us back to those days. 1987, right?
Correct. I joined in 1987. I finished my intermediate, that is plus two.
11th and 12th.
11th and 12th. In fact, in Telugu medium I finished, and I was very lucky to get into Swami's system. Is purely His blessing.
Yeah, a little difficult if you are in a Telugu medium.
Yes. And in fact, the UG days were little unique in the sense, in our first semester in 1987, something very nice thing that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was very new to this place, so I just came, and we had entrance test was over, then we were all selected and we were all asked to sit in the veranda. of Prashanti Nilayam Mandir to seek Swami's blessings. We are all supposed to go to Vrindavan, in fact. Batch of us who are selected for Vrindavan campus.
So you were posted for the Vrindavan campus?
Exactly. I mean, typically that's what is done. Yes. Some will be put in Prashanti Nilayam because we have undergrad campus in Prashanti Nilayam also that time.
You don't have a choice in that.
Exactly. And so there will be clearly, you know, some batch will be put in Vrindavan, some batch will be put here. Invariably, those who have done their 12th class in Prashanti Nilayam Swami School, they would be put in Vrindavan campus. Typically, that was the practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were all sitting and Swami came out. Imagine I am coming completely from outside and,
yes,
you know, I do not know the nuances of this place or, you know, how to conduct in darshan, right? All that. So, I was quietly sitting.
Interact with Swami.
Exactly. The closeness that students have with Swami. All these things are like, everything is an experience for me.
Yes.
Right? But of course, in the presence of Swami, you become blissful and you would say, you know, experience that all of us have enjoyed. So I was just blissful and Swami came. And something strange happened. One student got up from the group and held Swami's hand and started almost, you know, sobbing. Mm-hmm. Swami, we want to be with you. We don't want to be away from you. I was not able to understand what's going on. But obviously he was saying that we want to be close to you. Going to Vrindavan is like going far from you, right?
Uh-huh.
In our own, with whatever feeling, because he had studied 12th class here.
Mm.
And Swami looked at him, and, you know, I can see that compassion on Swami's face.
Mm.
And he said, Baito, sit down, he said. And for whatever reason, Swami went into the interview room, called Vice Chancellor and Registrar, and then discussed with them, I think. Came out and immediately said, all of you are going to be in Parthi campus only, he said.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And so many boys were like feeling overjoyed, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Little did we know that later we'll be going to Vrindavan campus and the nearness and dearness that we enjoyed with Swami is lifetime memories now. There's nothing like going far from Swami or, you know,
yes,
being close to Swami. It's Swami who is going to come to us. He comes close to you and, you know, He makes you dear to Him and all that. It's because of His grace, purely.
Well, so this boy pined and prayed
that
Swami, I don't want to go to Vrindavan because Swami stays most of the year in Prashanti Nilayam.
And he finished 12th class here.
He finished 12th class here. Yes. So he felt he'll be going away from
Swami. From Swami.
And but Swami listened to that prayer and changed the entire scheme of the university, actually.
Yes, so the first semester, that is from June to October or September and till exams, that semester, we stayed in Prashanti Nilayam and the capacity, all that was to its brim everywhere in a dining hall or in prayer hall. Imagine all the students, first UG students who were supposed to go to Vrindavan were kept here for some time. For some divine reasons, we do not know, but definitely, you know, this happened. And
what it tells you so strongly is, if you pray for the divine
from
the bottom of your heart,
correct,
He can go to any extent. He will not care for what is the university rules. He will not care for if the hostel has that capacity. Nothing. I mean, everything else gets obliterated.
Obliterated. And everything will go according to, you know, His plan and everything will fall in place finally. That is divine. Love for Swami.
Yes.
The pining for Him.
Yes.
Will put everything in its place, finally.
Wow. He can change anything.
Yeah, Swami says, no, I can turn the sky into earth and earth into sky. So this is actually an example to what extent Swami can go for the sake of His students. See, those tears in the boy's eyes, you know, that melted Swami's heart that moment. That's all. In a second, just see the way Swami, you know, responded. Somnath Sarabji was our vice-chancellor and Chakravarti Garu was our registrar, called them and immediately came and said, stay here.
Wow. And also what comes to me is, see, it is just one person's prayer, but imagine the benefit that so many get.
Correct. Correct.
I mean, that is the power of the pure prayer of just one person. It's so phenomenal. Wow. So you had the chance to stay on in Prashanti.
Correct. So my undergrad went on in both places, actually. With our batch, actually, in the undergrad, the honors program also was introduced.
Okay.
Prior to that, it was not BSc honors. So, because it's an honors course, you specialize in the final year. So I had taken mathematics, so the final year again I had to come back to Parthi. So my BSc, out of 6 semesters, 3 semesters were in Vrindavan and 3 semesters were in Puttaparthi. So that way it is little unique.
So you went to Vrindavan in your second semester?
Second semester.
So that is when you experienced Vrindavan for the first
time? Yes, yes.
So basically after the first semester, the university decided that we have to send these boys to Vrindavan.
Yes, Swami trained and said, finally you have to go to Vrindavan.
You have to Vrindavan.
Yes. I have given you enough love here. Now it's time for you to go to Vrindavan.
And it was a great thing, right?
Yes.
I think at that point, you didn't realize how Vrindavan will be. Yes. You had a very different picture of Vrindavan.
Exactly, and best was yet to come.
Yes.
So when we went to Vrindavan,
yes.
Even now I feel the best part of my life was in Vrindavan. Definitely.
Wow. Amazing. So what is it that enraptured you about Vrindavan?
So when you think of Vrindavan, you know, a lot of memories flash in my mind, like, you know, running for darshan. Even in institute, when classes are going on, only one thought in the mind, like, when classes are going to get over, when I am going to go and, you know, stand in lines for darshan, and, you know, when bhajans are going to get over. Even concentration was not so much on bhajans, because after bhajans are over in the evening, yes, Swami would call us for
Thai session. Go inside, so, Swami's residence.
Exactly. And we get to sit very close to Bhagavan.
Yes, you can actually touch
him. Not just touch. Swami's feet will be resting on our laps.
Laps, yes.
That close. Absolutely. Right? There won't be any gap between Swami's chair and,
yes,
you know, those of us who are sitting close to Swami. I mean, the full focus is on that.
Yes.
Morning, that Namasmarana is going on. When I will be going, right?
I remember when English poem we used to have in our school, when will the bell ring, right, and end this weariness?
Correct, no? Actually, till then, we were waiting for, you know, in our school days, waiting for the bell to ring so that we can rush home.
Yes.
Now it is completely different. When will the bell ring so we can run to God?
Yes, absolutely.
Run for our love.
Yes.
And when Swami visits Vrindavan hostel, standing in those corridors or, you know, waiting at strategic points where, you know, the corridor takes a bend, that's where you get 1 or 2 seconds more to see, yes, Swami.
Mm.
Or when Swami goes out in his car, standing in front of hostel to take his darshan, or going to Trayi, spending time with him, when Swami visits institute or comes to dining hall to dine with us. And of course, when Swami gives you that treatment, no, correct yourself sometimes, keeps you away. He will stop you from entering Trayi sessions. So the way we pine for him and do, yes, bhajans to melt
that
his
heart. That has its own sweetness.
These are all the memories.
Even when you are away from Swami in Vrindavan, that has its own sweetness.
Exactly, exactly. And the faculty especially, you know, they play such a major role in your life, actually.
Absolutely.
Because they are filled with Swami's love and his, yes, message. How they, you know, time to time correct us and give us the proper. I still remember all of us went into Trayi session. There was no place inside. And one of the faculty looks at me from inside and then say, you come inside.
Mm-hmm.
You come inside. And I said, sir, there is no place. This is all going on in, you know,
gestures.
Gestures. Mm-hmm. And I said, you just come.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment I enter, he gets up and comes out.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
Amazing.
Just imagine what he has done, right?
Amazing.
Giving place for me so that, because he has seen that yearning in my,
yes,
eyes. He said, let me sacrifice.
I mean, sacrificing the world is fine, but you are sacrificing your moment with the divine.
Exactly. Later I said, sir, no problem. I was standing at the door. I didn't miss anything. It's important for you.
Wow.
Yes, it is important for us. Each one of us graduate in life with God, and we keep making this journey with him. Is so beautiful, and Swami stays with each one of us, and Vrindavan is one fantastic place to, you know, to spend life with God. So these are all the memories that come to my mind about only Swami.
How was the first day in Vrindavan?
Yes, I recall it so vividly. Thanks for asking this. We were all sent to Vrindavan, and I think it was the time after the first semester got over, maybe birthday was over, I think, and Swami was coming to Vrindavan. Because we went after first semester, right, which ended in September or October, around that time. Then for birthday we had come here, and birthday crowd is like humongous, all that.
Yes.
Immediately after birthday, I think Swami came to Vrindavan. I don't recall exact dates though, but Bishu, this is something that happened, which like startled me that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all seated. Morning session was over in the college. We had come back for lunch and we were taking our lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our faculty, I remember Rajkumar Jain sir,
Yes.
He comes to the dining hall and says, "Boys, Swami has come."
Mm.
"Boys, Swami has come." That's all. Such a short announcement it was. And you don't believe me, the next second, nearly, I think, some 250 or 300 students were seated in that big dining hall. You know how big is that dining hall, right? Having food, they just jumped from their positions, rushed towards the taps, washed their hands, then namke vaste, shastra prakaram they say sometimes, only, you know, just do that gesture of washing hands, wiped their hands on their shirt or kerchief or pant, whatever, and then ran towards mandir.
Wow.
Before I could realize, because I don't know that such a thing is going to happen, or, you know.
You feel something happened and a volcano erupted or something.
I was stunned and I became a statue.
What
is
happening?
Before I realized, the fellows are strangely looking at me. What are you doing? Then I also got up. I also ran with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know what, where to run or what is going to happen. Nothing. But that was an experience for me. In few seconds, whole hall became empty. All youngsters, imagine, yes. I mean, just undergrad, first year, second year, third year students, rushing with, you know, that kind of a frenzy. We all rushed and Swami had just, you know, alighted from his car and he was waiting there.
Wow.
All students went and surrounded Swami. Of course, I was not in the very front, but I could see all students surrounding Swami, and Swami is just pin drop silence. All faculty, you know, they're standing behind us. And Swami just looked at us and then said, "Bonchesara." All said, "Yes, Swami." Swami. Wow. Swami knows everything.
Wow. That reminds me of a similar experience I also had when I joined, and, you know, summer course used to happen in those days. And,
correct.
You know, and Vrindavan Hostel used to be full, crowded, because you had both the campuses staying in the Vrindavan Hostel. And
yes.
I remember that a similar occasion where suddenly I felt some earthquake happened.
Yeah, exactly. You got the right word. Earthquake.
Yeah, it's felt like that only.
It was like,
what is happening? Like, everybody, everything is flying around. Yes. Everybody is just,
yes,
in a second, the hostel is empty. Like,
exactly.
And I was like, what is happening? And I just went to the door, and just then Swami has come, you know. And the joy in Swami's face, the joy in the student's face.
Yes.
Wow.
And you only hear those, you know, they're breathing heavily because they have run and come.
Run.
Pin drop silence, but you can hear the breath that's going on, right? And all are just looking at Swami and, you know, drinking his love. You know. And this is something unique. I mean, this you get to see in Vrindavan so much. That you said earthquake, right?
Yes.
And Swami, in fact, used to say, when he takes us into the Trayi session, we all will go and assemble in front of Trayi Vrindavan, and we have to wait for Swami's signal. Swami will lift his hand and, you know, with his finger, index finger, he will just do like this.
Yeah, just call.
Just one gesture like this.
Yes, come.
We all will be waiting for that. The moment he does that, and there will be again that earthquake, whatever.
100 meters dash.
Dash it was. And Swami used to tell all the VIPs, before giving the gesture, of course, now you are going to see the horses running. Now, horses, horse race. Swami will say, and then just two legs. And then, oof,
wow.
All students will run into Trayi Vrindavan. You know, rushing past Swami, in fact.
Yes.
So that you can catch the first place. That is more important than God that time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Place near God is more important than God.
Yeah.
Right? Because he is going to sit there for
1 hour with God, at least.
Yes. Yes. So those were the joyous moments.
I mean, they're dashing for the divine.
Correct.
I think that is something which is so unique about Vrindavan.
And when Swami visits Vrindavan, it is all, you know, it's festival. Every day is like a festival, right? Festivity everywhere, you know, the bliss in everybody, in devotees' faces, faculty, students, all, you know, vibrating with that one thought, you know, that resonance, you are with Swami. And often, you know, it is said that Vrindavan is like, you know, playground, Swami's playground.
Yes.
And Puttaparthi is his office, all this.
Yes.
But of course, with Swami, you know, there's no much difference actually. He can play it, he can make it a playground or office.
It is just that the Vrindavan is such a small place.
Correct.
The whole ambience is very different. Prashanti is a huge place. You know, it has its complexities in terms of so many institutions being there, and Swami physically has to give time.
Number of devotees visiting, number of activities. Yeah. There. Brindavan is Brindavan. What we are so lucky to, you know, to be part of that.
So you are discovering this frenzy.
Yes.
See, it was not just, I think at that time we didn't know it was bhakti, it was just frenzy for Swami, isn't it?
I should recall this incident which I narrated sometimes, but it's worth, you know, again mentioning it because it talks about what's that difference, that rush for God, no? Out of pure love for divine, we have no proper words to describe that, right?
It's a madness.
Madness and divine love, or, you know, just say bhakti, para bhakti, like that. Even the same things, no? In Narada Bhakti Sutras, how they describe matto bhavati, unmatto bhavati. See, the God intoxication. It's difficult to describe. We use this word just to, you know, we don't know how to capture it actually.
Correct.
It's something to be experienced. I'll just share this experience which I'm telling. As usual, one day we were all assembled there and Swami made that gesture. We all ran and ran like crazy. And one of my classmates, he nudged Swami in that way because there's so much crowd, there's no control. Actually, we say we are rushing. Actually, we are just moved. That's all. Nothing is in
control. You're in the flow, actually.
Yeah.
you're just taken.
Like a leaf which is on the river water. No? It's maybe thinking I'm rushing, but actually it is getting carried.
It's a tornado that is carrying you.
Exactly. It was like that. A tornado, part of the tornado. Oh, when the saints.
Yes, go marching.
Go marching in.
Oh, when the saints. Oh, when the saints. Oh, when the saints go marching in. How I long to be in that number.
Fantastic.
Yes, when the saints. Go marching in.
Yeah, so you just have to replace that marching by rushing in. So
dashing.
Dashing.
Dashing. Dashing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Swami got little pushed, and Swami even, you know, behind Swami the door was there, and Swami went and Swami's head hit the door behind.
Oh my God.
Immediately that boy, you know, fell down at Swami's feet and then said, Swami, I'm very sorry. Swami said, hey, anta parvali. No problem at all. It's not your mistake. Don't cry. That's, boy started crying. How can this happen? How can I do this to you? Okay, yeah, I have hurt you, Swami.
And even though he was rushing for God.
Yeah.
But then
Swami said,
not your mistake.
It's not your mistake. It's just, you know, people are
in the flow.
Come. And Swami came as usual. And of course, Swami came and sat and started. Then Swami called up one of the senior most devotees, Sanatan Sarthi, Vikanarsimham Garu. And said, you come and speak. And he was very, very upset the way we behaved that day, the way we rushed him, like totally. He said, you don't understand what you are getting here. You are close to Swami and you don't know the value of discipline, how disciplined you should be for what you are getting. This is why you are running like madcaps. And he started literally taking us to task in front of Swami. And went on for a few minutes. We were all silent and all faces were down. He said, indiscipline is something that Swami doesn't tolerate. And you are running like, you know, crazy guys. You should think about others. What about their chance? You are running for Swami. Every day you want to run and sit in front. What about others? Don't you think about your brothers? That is when Swami intervened.
Mm-hmm.
You know. When Swami intervenes and talks, you know, that will be a lesson for everybody, actually. Right? He said, Narasimhan, wait, he said. The discipline part, all that I agree. But don't tell that they have to think about others and they should not rush in. See, they are young children. In their mind, all that is there is to go and sit near Swami. Right? And Vikanarasimham Garu also had used the word selfishness.
Uh-huh. Okay. You're selfish.
Yeah, even I feel it is okay. I mean, don't be so selfish.
Mm.
Think about others. But Swami said, don't use that word selfishness. And Vikanarasimham lost it.
Oh.
Yeah, he got very upset and said, Swami, meeranta pillalni ila support chestunnaru anduke vallu ila spoil avutaru. Start telling Swami, you support children like this because of your love like this, flowing like this for students and children. They will get spoiled. They don't get the correct message. When I am talking like this,
I'm teaching them about discipline and you are Love is spoiling them.
It was like tense moments for some time, faculty and all of us.
No one dares tell Swami like that. Yeah. But he also had a very endearing relationship.
He is a very senior devotee, right? So he's been very close to Swami. But Swami was so compassionate and magnanimous, I tell you. The way Swami was responding back to V.K. Narasimhangarh was something, you know, I cannot forget. He said, "No, Narasimhan, please understand. What I am saying is, I am against the word selfishness that you are using. That's all I am saying. Please, don't use that word. You say selfishness when a fellow is, you know, trying to care for himself. Here, children are not caring for themselves when they are running.
They don't know if they will break their hands and legs.
తమ ప్రాణాలు కూడా చూసుకోవట్లేదే స్వామి సార్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ కేరింగ్ వెదర్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు దేర్ లైఫ్
దే మైట్ ఈవెన్ డై
దే మే రష్ ఇన్ దట్ దే మే ఫాల్ ఆన్ ద స్టెప్స్ దే మే బ్రేక్ దేర్ లెగ్ అండ్ దేర్ హోల్ ఫోకస్ ఈస్ ఆన్ స్వామిస్ చేర్ రైట్ అండ్ స్వామి సార్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ రన్నింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ గాడ్ యూ డోంట్ కేర్ ఫర్ అదర్స్ యూ షుడ్ నెవర్ కేర్ స్వామి సార్ ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ ఇట్స్ ఏ ఇండివిజువల్ కనెక్షన్ అదర్స్ కెనాట్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు దాట్ And Swami even gives that example. You know, when you are hungry, you have to eat. Somebody else cannot eat for you.
Yes.
Right? That higher principle Swami was trying to say.
Yes.
And we started celebrating. See, till then we were all tense, right? The moment Swami started telling this thing, we thought Swami is supporting us.
Mm.
And of course, we have a bunch of young fellows, totally, probably indisciplined, yet to pick up, you know, the nuances of the place, all that. And we started cheering, all that. And Swami... And faculty was warning us actually, guys, maintain silence. They were gesturing us, putting their finger on the silent, maintain silence. They said, don't take it easy.
Mm.
And next day Swami sent word, these boys did not behave well when V.K. Narasimhan was giving speech yesterday. Tell them not to enter.
Oh my God.
So he stopped us from darshan.
The Swami is very particular about issuing respect to elders.
Respect. They don't know how to respect. That's when we started thinking, yeah, it is so important to focus on the message and, you know. And of course, then again, faculty, everybody told me, now you do bhajans at hostel. Only, you know, Swami is Gana Priya, Bhajana Priya, you know. The only way to melt Swami is sing his bhajan. Then we did bhajans for some days, I remember. Then Swami melted. Ah, Ramman Chepu, let them come.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said the fringe, all that, see, there is so much meaning to it, right?
Yes.
The journey for God. And, you know, how many youngsters can get
it? The way Swami dealt with that whole thing, see, he did not put down the spirits of the boys.
Exactly.
You know, at the same time, he made V.K. Narasimhan also feel that what he is conveying also is important.
Important.
He gave importance to him that, yes, discipline is important. At the same time, he let the boys know that, yes, for him, that pining is what he values the most.
Exactly. Pining. In fact, he made one statement. He told V.K. Narasimhangar, "Ninnu enakku kurchopeduna, neeku enta baadha untundo telustundi." He said,
"Oh,
shall I make you sit behind all of them? You are getting seat in close to me every time. So,
how painful it will be for you
it is
if I make you sit behind.
Make you sit. See, it's such a lesson for all of us, actually.
Wow. Okay. And at the same time, he conveyed that, yes, discipline is important and you cannot compromise on respecting elders.
Correct. Exactly. Swami is very particular. If anybody, you know, even a gesture, disrespectful gesture towards elders, Swami will not, you know, let it go just like that. That's why silence and our movements, body,
language,
posture,
yes,
everything. That's why student gets trained like that.
Yes.
It gets trained. One of the students who worked, did his MBA here and then, you know, is running his own company today. So he was talking to me a few years back and I happened to meet him. Said, "Sir, education system is so fantastic in our place. And I learned in the university and I learned few things just by observing Swami in the mandir.
Yes.
That's what is helping me today to deal with my clients."
Wow.
That was true education.
Wow.
No, living with God is education.
Yes. I think, and the opportunities that you get in Vrindavan to be with Swami for longer periods of time, and if you have the opportunity to be any part of cultural program, then you get even more chances
to interact. That's what. So our batch was very lucky. Swami visited Vrindavan several times actually during our stay. So we got very nice opportunities either in Thrai Vrindavan or, you know, visiting hostel. So the life in Vrindavan was very, very special. the way Swami, you know, his concern for us, right? Like Swami plays the role of mother, father, guru at all levels. He's a friend when he's talking to you very cheerfully, and you know, there's humor, right? But he will always make sure that you graduate to the next level. That's very important.
So how was your journey? I mean, when you came in and you discovered this madness for God and slowly perhaps you are just absorbing the whole process, the whole journey of how to be with Swami.
Correct.
How to get more opportunities with Swami.
Yes. How to become closer to Him. On one side, academics, you have to balance out that also. Yes. You have to spend time and, you know, faculty were very supportive and they're helping a lot with academics also. The personal connection, right? They're shaping you up in secular studies, and when Swami is there and, you know, in the evenings going for Mandir, bhajans, and then going to Trayi sessions where you get to spend so much time with Swami. And there, and Swami talks about, you know, when he gives the message, he wraps it so beautifully with his love and, you know, sometimes the creations, and just to get deeper into your heart. The way Swami, you know, every miracle is actually a fantastic message for so many people, right? And that miracle happens because of his magnanimity and because of his compassion, right? And Swami also says miracles are like visiting cards.
Yes.
The best is yet to come. Kind of.
Yeah.
So I could see that concern for my own classmates sometimes, or, you know, some of my juniors, or, you know, the way Swami's heart melts and he takes care of, like, I'll narrate one or two incidents. Once we were all seated and Swami was talking to all of us, and then he inquired, Warden sir, how are children, are they fine, all that. Then Swami himself identified that boy and then told Warden, hey, do you know about that boy? Swami told Warden. And Warden sir looked at him, and Swami said, see, this boy, health is not all right. Okay. He has some problem in the heart. So which floor is staying? Swami asked. Swami is staying in second floor. Immediately shift him to ground floor, Swami said.
Oh.
Let him not climb steps, all that. See how thin he is. And Swami said, also get some health checkup done, all that, he said, and then turn to that boy. That boy may be tensed, right? And Swami said, you don't have to worry, Swami is there, he said.
Oh, okay.
Swami will take care. He said, come. Swami called him and then waved his hand, created a beautiful crystal lingam.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the unique part of that is, inside that, there was insignia of heart and nervous system, all that we could see.
Inside the lingam?
Inside the lingam.
Oh my God.
The heart structure, then veins running around it in red and blue color.
Oh.
Right. I was sitting next to Swami because my aim was always to sit near Swami. So I used to run like mad, literally. And I could very clearly see that lingam. It was transparent. And inside that, you could see, and Swami called that point, told, see, there is one or two small spots are there. That is the problem you will have, which will go very soon, Swami said.
My God, so Swami created a replica of his heart.
Almost, yeah, correct.
And he's demonstrating to him where is the problem.
Yes, and gave that to him. And then said, every day you do Abhishekam to this, and then drink that water.
And this heart is inside the lingam?
Yes, inside them. You could see, it is embedded inside that. You could even see those blood vessels, right, going around. And some one or two spots were there, black spots or whatever.
Wow.
Okay. This is in 1988.
Amazing.
All right. And again said, Abhishekam, don't think Abhishekam is something, a big process. All that. See, Swami, how he makes things. Take that lingam and say, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, and pour water on it. Drink that water. That's all.
Don't get scared.
Don't get scared. Don't think it's some big process you have to sit in ritual. Every day morning, just say Sai Ram. So what Swami is actually telling is, Sai Ram, the Nama is so powerful.
So powerful.
Okay, you do with that and drink that one.
Wow. In fact, you know, when I think about it, the heart is there inside the lingam.
Correct.
It is like Swami has protected his heart.
Correct.
You know, his heart is covered inside the lingam. It's like Swami's love has completely protected that heart.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, this kind of incident, right? So now what do you call this? It's a miracle? I mean, want to call it
my God. I mean, these are magical moments of revelation.
How did
the divine.
Swami himself picked up that boy and then told the warden?
He knows about each and every student. I mean, he knows about each and every being in the universe. But you see that in action in an avatar when you live.
Correct.
You know, how he's guiding the destiny of every
one
soul.
One of my classmates, I mean, Dinkar Kadam, I can freely take his name, right? He and myself, we both were the, like, a jodi, right?
Okay.
For running. Before itself, we decide which side you want to sit, right? To the left side or right side of Swami's chair. Because when we both are rushing, we know, kind of, you know, we should not be having fights.
Then some understanding.
Right. So that's how we used to rush and sit. This boy, he used to have the sinusitis problem.
Uh-huh.
Perineal. Mm-hmm. Perineal. All the time he used to have this and gets headaches because of that. So I think he had conveyed that to Swami in a letter, sitting next to Swami. So he told whatever. And I remember that day Swami said, Swami waved his hand and created a small bottle with tablets.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And said, there are 100 tablets in this.
Mm-hmm.
You take one per day. After 100 days, problem will disappear.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And then showed his hand, he stretched out his hand like this, and then asked that boy, what is there in this hand? He was too stunned to speak, actually. He said, Swami, there is medicine. He said, medicine kadra. Medicine factories unnai, Swami.
I said,
not just medicine. Everything is there in this. There are factories.
For every kind of ailment. Physical, mental.
Physical, mental, whatever.
Yes.
Right. I mean, like, see, these are the, wow, some things I got to witness very closely.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is what is Trayi session with,
yes,
Swami. Is,
yes. It? When Swami is there, every second, you know, some creation or other will happen.
Wow.
And message will come out. And those are fantastic days.
So every day, I mean, one can only imagine that this is the reason why you can't wait to get up in the morning, go to the class, cannot wait for the bell to ring, cannot,
yes,
wait for the classes to get over.
Really.
Cannot wait to again be there. With
even if you are sitting some 5-6 rows behind and, you know, that pining for Swami and, you know, ayo, today. Just imagine, devotees are coming from such far off places just for a glimpse of the darshan, right?
Here 1 hour,
here,
1.5 hours.
We are sitting 1 hour, 1.5 hours sometimes, close to Swami, but sitting some 5-6 lines behind.
And you feel
it's a matter of, you know, a loss. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
Really. Because you get to close to Swami, then you can do Pada Seva and, you know, and see him closely and hear him very clearly, and Swami will look at you so much. And these are all like true gifts of life. So coming to the creation, like I'm reminded of one thing. That day was Buddha Purnima. So recently, mm-hmm, Buddha Purnima just,
yes,
got over, right? And Swami said, today I will show you Buddha, who is exactly, you know, the, how it is in Kathmandu,
uh-huh,
the most sacred place for him. And you will receive his blessings, Swami said. And waved his hand and created a golden idol of Buddha.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So this is the exact replica.
How big was it?
This was almost like 1.5 inch or so.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he passed it around,
mm-hmm,
and said, put it on your head. You know, you're all
uh-huh.
Take his blessings.
Wow. Said,
and spoke about Buddha that day and his life message. And he said, this is the exact replica. This how you don't have to really travel to Kathmandu to see that.
Your the whole world is in your hands.
Even the
wow. With Bhagwan, he just letting his hair down and he's just there with the students. And so for him also, it is a moment of just spending time merrily. And if he has to show something, if he has to create something, you know, if he has, just do it. He's just in the flow of in that love with the boys.
Correct. Another thing that comes to my mind is one of our students, I think, we were sitting close by, we gave a tulsi leaf to Swami.
The boy gave?
Boy mm-hmm. gave. Swami mm-hmm. took it. We generally, you know, students carry either clothes
mm-hmm.
or sometimes ilachi, whatever, you know, in yes. a small box and try to offer to Swami. Even kerchief sometimes.
Yes.
Right. So that day one boy gave a tulsi leaf and Swami was holding it playfully. Right, he was talking to us. And then he blew on that tulsi leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just small, you know.
Oh, Swami just blew on
that. Blew on that.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, next second, it turned into a gold leaf.
Wow.
Right in front of our eyes. Right?
Mm.
And see, this is gold now.
Mm.
And Swami again blew on it.
Mm.
It became normal tulsi leaf. Mm. Like this he did some 2-3 times.
Oh wow.
Okay. In a second it was turning into a gold leaf, then ordinary tulsi leaf, like that, back and forth, back and forth. Swami said, it is that easy for me to turn or change something into gold.
Wow.
Okay. So if you are with me, if you follow my message, you will become gold like this.
Wow.
How it,
phenomenal.
You will take probably 1 hour or maybe 1 year to convey this message.
Yes.
Swami did.
Yeah,
the impact of that message.
Yes.
Right?
It remains forever in your mind. I mean, he is converting what is green into gold.
Gold.
We are all just joined the university.
Yes.
We are all very green, very new.
Yes.
And he is going to convert each one into gold.
Into gold, yes.
And he can do it just like
just
that.
Just like that. Bangaru pillalu, Swami says.
Mm.
You have to become that.
Yes.
See, that is his aim.
Wow.
Okay. Out of that compassion. And Swami, you know what happened after that?
Mm-hmm.
He said, now who wants this leaf?
Mm-hmm.
This is something, you know, special in Vrindavan. Now what do you want? Who wants this leaf? That's all. We were all stretching our hands like, you know, Swami, naku, I want. Please give me all that. Swami, you know, very tantalizingly is holding that leaf at, you know, at a distance, very close, each one of them.
Don't know where
it will
drop.
Where it will drop, we don't know. Such a suspense it is. Mm-hmm. And then, in a jiffy, he put it in his mouth and then
he's over.
That playful is. So wow. I still remember that.
Not so easy.
There were peals of laughter. So every quarter.
Not so easy to get.
Not easy.
Wow. Nobody is unhappy.
Yeah, no. No, the way Swami conveys this.
Yes.
See, we are all seated ones. I mean, and outside Trayi Vrindavan, there is a small garden kind of thing where these ducks are there, those big ducks. You also would have seen them, right?
Yes.
When they start squawking, they make real big noise.
Nice.
And suddenly they started making noise.
Mm.
We are all inside Trayi Vrindavan.
Mm.
Okay. And Swami heard that noise.
Mm.
Of course, everybody could hear, and Swami said, see how much noise they are making. That's why I kept them outside. If you make noise like that, I will send you also out. If you want to be with Swami, you want to be close to Swami, you have to be silent.
Silent. Oh, wow.
Silence is very important for learning to receive God's love or God's compassion or God's, you know, grace. See how Swami is such a small incident.
Mm. I think you are the wisest. When you are with Swami and you speak the least, isn't it?
That's why you see elders or even our senior faculty, they're all that. I've never seen them saying anything. Swami,
no extra word.
No extra word, no. No. They just
listen.
Listen.
Just
and
obey.
Swami's gesture is enough for them. I mean, actually it is something nice to observe. Swami doesn't convey most of them messages by word of mouth.
Yeah.
He will just look at him and then he will do that gesture.
If your attention is fully on Swami,
he will just move his head slightly this side and or move his eyes and the message is conveyed. Immediately he will run from that place, he will know what to do.
Mm.
Right? That is aligning with Swami.
Swami.
You know, that tuning with Swami. And one more, these things keep coming actually, there are so many actually.
Please.
Swami was describing about Sai Gita
and
the life of Sai Gita. So, how when it came as a small
elephant baby.
It was so attached to Swami, all that. And in fact, people advised that time, Swami, that it should not be kept. For some time, it should be left in the forest, all that.
Uh-huh.
Swami said, okay, let me follow your advice. Left it in the forest. But after a few days, it ran away from that place and then came to Vrindavan.
Yes.
I think it is Vrindavan.
Mm.
And Swami described its bhakti. He said, like Sai Gita developed bhakti for God.
Mm.
Right? It's not a ordinary jivam, Swami said. Mamulu jivi kadu.
It's not an ordinary,
jivi. Mm. Not ordinary being.
Mm.
Okay? It has got that kind of love for Swami. All that Swami spoke about it. And then Swami said, so who wants Sai Gita? He said, who wants Sai Gita?
Swami asked.
We were wondering what's this
what
question. So everybody is kind of, you know, perplexed and not reacting to that. And one boy raised his hand. Swami, I want Sai Gita.
Oh.
I was wondering, Mr. Swami will bring Sai Gita inside the Atrayi Vrindavan. Where is the place for it? And Swami waved his hand. And out came a small, statue of Sai Gita.
Oh.
Half inch size. I could see that. He said, keep this with you. Become like Sai Gita.
Wow. Amazing. You don't know what he's going to do the next second. How he's going to.
That's what. Every minute. See. Love my. What is that? Uncertainty, Swami says, right?
Yeah.
That is really so joyful with Swami.
Wow. And that's why one day also, if you don't get the chance,
yes.
It is like. Correct. One tragedy.
Yes.
devastated.
Opportunity. Big opportunity is lost. Swami is in Trayi Vrindavan. Suppose after bhajans we will be praying, Swami, don't cancel Trayi session.
Yes.
And word will come, today is no Trayi session. You can go back to first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that day.
One day lost. I mean, nothing in the world can, give you back this one moment.
Yes.
With Bhagwan. And there are times when Swami does not call you for days and it becomes...
Oh, yes. When he wants to give that treatment, when you are taking few things lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I always had this thought, I would like to share this with you. A devotee meets God now. A lot of, adjustments are required.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy, right?
Yes.
Because we have some aspirations or some goals or some desires, which are, from our point of view, they're such a big concern.
Mm.
They are such big things. But from Swami's point of view, they are very small things. Negligible probably, don't exist. Probably, right? Such a mundane things. Like once Swami asked one small boy, Kodaikanal. I was also part of that in 1992.
Mm.
Boy, what do you want? He asked. And he had not come with our group. He had come with his parents just for a day or two to spend in Kodaikanal. So that boy said, Swami, I want to come to Kodaikanal with you as part of this, student group. For him, it's such a big thing, right? He was very small by 6th class or 7th class, our own student.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, such a small desire. So I said, I was also wondering, is this a small desire? Big desire, right? Many people pine for it.
Yes.
And they don't get it. Not easy. You should be really be blessed to spend that 1 month or, 40 days with Swami in Kodaikanal. But what I'm trying to say is, the so-called big things in our life, right?
Yeah.
Big achievement that we want to have or big goals, they are probably puny or, they don't even exist for God. And from Swami's point of view, if you see, there are other big things, which are very small for us. For example, when Swami says, love all and serve all.
Yes. Right? Like Swami says, you come to Kalpavriksha and ask for coffee powder.
Exactly. Mm. And what God wants you to be, right? It needs certain discipline, for example, getting up for Suprabhatam.
Yes.
Or going to college on time.
Yes.
These are... From discipline point of view, very important, big things. But for us, they are small things. But we pine for Swami's love, all that, and we pine for His attention and say, we want Him to fulfill our small needs. Right? Which are, from our point of view, they are big things. But if you analyze all that, for so many such small things, Swami gave His time.
Yes, absolutely.
That is something fantastic. He compromised much more than, what we sacrificed for Him. Hardly we could do.
Yes.
He only came down, went on coming down and down and down and said, okay, it doesn't matter.
You just so that we can relate to
Him.
So
yes.
that we can learn to sublimate our lives.
Yes. Like, you just now you said coffee powder. He said, yes, take coffee powder and have coffee. No problem.
No problem. Yeah.
Like in Kodaikanal, when our batch had come. So how many of you will drink tea? How many of you will drink coffee? So we are all keeping quiet. What is this? Coffee, tea, whatever he gives, it's okay. I mean, breakfast, lunch, whatever it is. Of course, we were getting sumptuous and, unbelievable food every day. And in fact, on one session, Kodaikanal, when we were eating, Swami came close to me and stood and said, "Intlo ila pedtara?" He asked, "Do you get this kind of food at home?" I said, "No, Swami." And then Swami said, "Your father has to sell assets. If he has to feed you like this, it's not easy. Every day, nobody will feed you like this. Enjoy your time, Swami." Rahul Swami knows I love food. He took care of us so well. But the thing is, Swami did ask, how many of you drink tea? How many of you drink coffee? And did not stop with that. And he called the cook. And then Swami asked us to raise our hands. And said, see, this many tea, this many coffee should be available for boys. Those who don't like tea, some people don't like. Maybe from South India, some people are used to coffee more. So make them, give them coffee. Okay. And two times you give them. I mean, Swami is so, I'm saying, all right, the big things and small things are, you know, the, how they meet. And it's because so much Swami compromises and he says, Swami, I tell you one another Vrindavan days that experience. Swami took us all to an ice cream factory. Then. Mr. Java, you know, his children also studied here.
Joy ice cream.
Correct, correct. So he came and requested Swami, you should come to the factory and bless us with your students. You should come, children. So, you know, what is the next thing Swami asked? The great God, right? Swami, our beloved Swami. The next question he asked is, how many ice creams you will give to my children? How many you will give? I said, you should give two, not just one. two you should give. Like that, we are all feeling so happy.
Swami was always like that. I mean, only he'll be so concerned about the devotees, about the students. Only giving joy.
Joy, exactly.
They are like, going to joy ice cream, they should be come out with full joy.
Yes. And that experience is there, very often quoted, like one primary school kid. Swami told how God is with a ice cream. God is cool like ice cream. Sweet like ice cream. Soft like ice cream. See, how Swami, you know, reaches out and connects with everybody. From primary school kids to, you know, school. That school kid, when he cried out, he said, okay, stay back. So after experiencing all this, then we understand what Vrindavan is. Vrindavan is Vrindavan.
Yes.
So many incidents, Bishop, like this.
When you think about the Vrindavan memories, you just go into a different time machine.
Correct.
Go into a time machine and go.
And wish those days again come back.
Wow. And the extent to which Swami goes, I mean, that, you know, when you mentioned earlier about how Swami comes down, you know, I felt that, you know, this whole process of sublimating every life, it happens, you know, earlier, if you had not come to Swami, you would have been craving that, you know, probably I should have a watch of this brand, you know, I'll work and I will slog and I'll have a watch of this brand.
Yes.
But now you say, no, I want a watch from Swami. Even though you still want a watch, what do you want from Swami?
Yes.
Then after some time, you will move on to the stage, forget watch, man. I have to watch my words and action. That is more important.
That's how we become closer.
Slowly, you know, first you will get this watch, but after that your mind will go to, no, this is not what Swami wants to give me. First he'll give me this because this is what I want. But then he wants me to move. And then Swami will put you through that whole process. He will not talk to you this, that, and then you will realize that.
He will make you realize.
Realize.
What exactly he wants from you.
So the journey that, and it is a tailor-made instruction, tailor-made
customized
guidance.
For every devotee.
Every devotee.
That's something very, very unique about Swami, I think.
Yes.
You look into, you know, experiences of many students, right?
Yes.
Because each person comes with one kind of mindset.
Yes.
And Swami connects to, you know, with everybody. Yes. And he will bring him up at his own pace, right? He does not speed up too much. He won't rush.
Yes.
Right? In his presence, every day you see him, you think of him, you do his bhajans. He comes and helps you in your matters, maybe from your family or, you know, some issues with yourself or with academics, things like that. Swami once told me, if you don't get O grade, I'm going to tear your stomach. Potta chinchuta. Marku sariga raakunte.
He better be studying.
You better study. Why can't you get O grade? I mean, this is 360 degrees. All right. And I got O grade on the semester. Swami again. See, Swami is follows you, follows appointment. What I'm saying is, with each person or each devotee, when he has that connection, the review will be taking place every now and then. That's something very, something nice you learn from Swami. Again, after some time, he comes and then my professor CJM Rao was sitting there. Mm. He comes and asks him, how is this boy?
Mm.
Okay. He's expecting, some answer from him.
Mm.
So Professor CJM Rao got up and then said, Swami, O grade achindi Swami, he said.
This
semester. Otherwise, it's so difficult to get O grade for me. And so, Swami was so happy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, O grade achindi. He said, Ra, namaskaram chesko. He said,
wow.
Oh, that was
over the top. You are over the top.
Swami trains you. Right?
Yes.
Right? And academics are also important.
Important. Yes.
That's so very obvious in our place. And that's why now you see, either from a research point of view or from teaching point of view, from, that value system that we give such an importance in our place.
Yes.
The university is growing. Every day it is growing.
And yes.
Another thing I want to share with you, getting a rope from Swami, Swami's rope, is something very, very special. Especially Vedam boys. I'm talking about Vedam students. Mm. I was part of Vedam group.
Mm.
But Swami had put a criteria for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a dhoti from me, red dhoti from Swami's vastram, if you want, you should have learnt Rudram.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
I mean, now, when I look back, the sense is how Swami tried to shape us. And and my God, man, I used to sit and, ask my colleagues, attend Vedam classes. Somehow I should finish learning Rudram.
By heart.
By heart. Only for that dhoti sake.
Dhoti, yes.
That vastram.
Yes.
Okay, because receiving that is like, and we went after it and finally we learnt it.
Mm.
Okay, and I could really chant it very well. Of course, set off my colleagues. We all went to Mandir that day and Swami asked Warden, he said, so these guys can really chant Rudram. Let them chant. Let me hear, he said.
Mm-hmm.
So we all chanted Rudram.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami said, yes, they learned nicely. Mm-hmm. Bring my dhoti, Swami said.
Mm-hmm.
And gave to each one of us.
Wow.
And that day the joy was so...
Mission accomplished.
And Swami gave the dhoti, each one of us. Mm-hmm. It is only for you, not for your wife. Small children sitting around. It could be a basketball game or football game. The Swami, you know this, right? Or somebody is, drawing nice pictures. So his drawing skills. Swami will give attention to him and he'll say, you improve in this. He will not allow you to stay and stagnate.
Yes.
No, you should always strive for excellence.
Yes.
Right? Excellence in all fields, that is God. Okay.
Yes.
Right. So the complete personality, the all-round development, the Swami always encouraged in us.
Because he is that all power, all knowledge, all grace, all wisdom. And that's why, whatever is incomplete in someone, he can fill that. And then allow that person to grow.
There's no escape from that. You have to improve.
Yes. So that was Brother Raghunath Sharma, a former student of Bhagwan's University who had the chance to be a Vrindavan student during his undergraduation days. There is a lot more that he has shared and we'll bring that to you in the coming episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. It was a real joy talking to Brother and such amazing moments of learning and revelation. It's really so fantastic how Bhagwan has touched and transformed so many lives, and the Vrindavan diaries are divine repositories of celestial love. We'll continue this in the coming episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radioside.org. You can send us your feedback on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. Once again, 9393-258-258. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
पाहि महेशा हे जगदीशा
पाहि महेशा हे जगदीशा
पाहि महेशा हे जगदीशा
पाहि महेशा
हे जगदीशा देहि तव पद सेवा
देहि देहि
महेशा हे जगदीश।